Oh, hi, is this Ian?
Yeah.
Hi, Ian. Ian, it's Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Good, good, good. I did want to follow up with you. Of course, I was on a call when Nikki called you earlier. She did reschedule your client interview. But Spencer says that you called in just recently. I wanted to find out what's going on.
I really shouldn't be going through it, doing this right, going through all this right now. Like the lady was, you know, getting set up with like a account and all that stuff, and she wanted me to have like a business. I don't know what she was asking, if I had a business LLC, all the stuff that we went over already.
Right. Well, Nikki's pretty new at her job. Maybe a little rough around the edges, certainly for newer, younger businesses and things like that. There's no reason for you to be afraid. I mean, honestly, I would not have gotten you on board with our service. I would not have risked my standing with the company or our company standing with Google to recommend someone that wouldn't actually qualify to be on that first page and wouldn't actually do well with it. So, I mean, I can, if you like, have somebody else, someone a little more seasoned, walk you through the process of the client interview. It's actually very straightforward. You are already scheduled for tomorrow. If they're not able to answer your questions sufficiently, if you still want to cancel, we could do that. But I definitely wouldn't want you to kind of be, you know, just afraid at the beginning because the client interview process wasn't as smooth as it could have been. Again, Nikki is one of our newer agents here. She's still kind of learning the ropes. But you don't have to have an LLC. You don't have to even have a license or be insured for first page placement on Google. Most of the businesses that we start with are not LLCs, you know?
Well, so, what's the whole thing with, like, starting a business, like, bank account and all that stuff sounds like I'm getting pretty...
I don't know why she would be asking for any business bank account or anything like that. I mean, we don't need access or knowledge of your business bank account. You don't ever have to have a business account or anything like that. I mean, our service is pretty straightforward. You know, it bills once a month, and the card that you have on file would work fine as long as you wanted to keep it there. You could update it at any time. So I'm not sure if she was able to convey... English is not her first language, God bless her, but she does a good job. But she may not have been able to kind of formulate the way of coming across in a way that made it make sense that you don't have to have a business account. You don't have to have an LLC for something like that. So, I mean, I can even have her supervisor call you. He's real busy, but he's also really patient and does make time for our clients that kind of need to understand exactly the onboarding process. It is pretty straightforward and simple. If you can't answer some of those things, you know, just say, you know, that doesn't apply in this situation, and it's fine. She's got kind of a standard checklist that she has to have questions responded to. It doesn't have to be something that we actually have on file. It just has to show that we asked that question of you. So, like I said, you've already got your client interview scheduled for tomorrow. I can have someone more seasoned walk you through that process, answer any questions that you might have at that time. And like I said, if it's something that you still want to cancel, I would speak with you tomorrow to do that personally. Would that be fair enough, though, to have someone a little more seasoned, kind of, you know, a little bit maybe less intimidating with the process?
Yeah,
kinda...
She is.
She's very nice and she's very sweet. It's just that she's a little bit green, so to speak. You know, she just doesn't have the experience, or the delicate touch for some of the things that might, you know, be a little less straightforward for her. So I'm going to actually make a request to the supervisor over there to have, one of our more seasoned agents, maybe Catherine, other than the supervisor, she's been here the longest. So I'll see if he can have her call you back or yeah, and then tomorrow at that same time that we already have scheduled, right?
Yep, tomorrow at that same time.
All right, perfect. I will make sure that Caesar is aware and that we see if we can get Catherine or maybe himself to do that finishing up of the follow-up call tomorrow. But real pleasure speaking with you. Thanks for calling in with your concerns, and I'm glad that we were able to at least see if we can get this moving forward. Again, tomorrow we'll see how things go, but I think you'll be happy with the service and happy with Catherine or Caesar if he makes the call personally.
I got a call also from the B business verification something as well.
Okay.
Right after I got off the phone with her, and just what she was talking about too, like something with my business. And then I got the call right after for like the business verification thing. And I had no idea. Like it was like trying to get me to verify my business, and then I'm the owner and all of this stuff.
Okay. So that, because we have not started that process yet and will likely not need to involve you directly. If it does become something that Google wants to speak with you directly, we will call Google first and then call you with Google on the line.
Was that Google?
No. That sounded like a Google reseller, maybe. They're not Google partners or directly affiliated with Google, but they do sell Google products. Namely, they sell verification. It sounds similar. It sounds related. But if you remember before, if they're not saying Paul Gordon is the guy you spoke with, your security question and answer, and I'm not on the right page, but your first pet, Nala. If they can't give you that information, then it's got nothing to do with us, and it wouldn't be Google making those phone calls. But there are Google resellers. The sole product they sell is helping businesses get PIN verified, which is something you can do on your own for free. It's just a little bit kind of cumbersome. It's a little bit comprehensive. We have the experience to do that for you. We're also not going to charge you for it. I mean, it's just something that we do value added because it's an important, very early step in getting you the placement that we are talking about here. But yeah, if anybody calls you for anything Google related, just make sure that they know my name, which is Paul Gordon. Again, Nikki or Spencer could have provided that for you. And of course, your security question is on file here for your protection as well. If anybody calling you relating your online listing and they don't have that information, just say, you know, I think I'm well taken care of. I appreciate it. And let them go. You can always call us or message us with any concern that you have. Okay. So like I said, it should be Caesar or maybe Catherine, depending on how busy he is. He's the supervisor, but she's like, the one with the most experience. One of those two people, I'm sure, will give you a call tomorrow around 3 to finish your client interview. Okay?
All right.
All right, Ian. Thanks again for the opportunity to get this going for you and the opportunity to get your phone ringing and earn your business. You have a great rest of the day. Thank you.
You as well. Yep.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.